93.6 More FM Taupo CEO. It's going to be a little crazy. 20 past 8. Sandra Lyers off for Wednesday morning. Joining us now, BT101 Ben Townley. Morning to you, bud.
Hey, how's it going there, mate?
Good, good. Final round of the New Zealand, well, the National Motocross Champs here in Taupo, Digger McEwen Motocross Park. You're dominating the series at the moment.
Yeah, no, it's going pretty well. I can't complain with how it's all going. It was obviously, you know, first time for me in 10 years, actually, or maybe even 11, that I raced the New Zealand Motocross Champs. So it's been really enjoyable for me. Obviously, you know, in the stage of my career where I'm at right now, getting my process of getting it on back track, and it's been a good start for me and really enjoying it.
Yeah, now call me wrong, Ben, but apparently you haven't picked up, like, this particular title.
No, I've never had a national championship since I've been a professional in New Zealand, so it'll be the first time for everything.
Yeah, but in saying that, you've picked up many other titles, you know, the Supercross and also the MX2 European title there as well. Obviously, you know, they're going to come thick and fast here, in particular Cody Cooper and also Josh Coffins. I mean, we know you're well ahead in points, but you've still got to get, things are still going to come right on Sunday.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, it's not over until, you know, the checkered flag is out late on Sunday afternoon, and, you know, we've raised 3 motors this coming Sunday, and although I'm leading points, you know, and I have a decent buffer, you know, you just never know what happens. We all line up to race. And yeah. We do it 3 times this Sunday, and there's been some great racing so far. You know, the was a very, very close race after I had some problems with, you know, mechanical problems, and then the second moto of the third round was really close between Josh and myself, and even the third race in Pukekohe. So, yeah, it's been some good racing and really enjoying that. There's obviously myself, Cody and Josh, who are a little ways ahead of the next group. But, you know, as far as our racing, it's world-class at the moment, I'll tell you that.
Good stuff. 22 past 8 on More FM. We're talking to Ben Townley, getting ready for the final of the National Motocross Champs at Digger McEwen Motocross Park this Sunday. We talk about the Josh Coppins and also the Cody Coopers, but, I mean, below that tier of riders, including yourself, what's the New Zealand standard of riding like, you reckon?
Well, as far as MX bus, you know, that I'm keeping in, you've got local guys like Emerge and Nixon, you know, they're doing really well, respectively. You know, it's really hard when you come along and watch and see someone like myself. You know, I'm a full-blown professional who, you know, races internationally. And those guys are doing really well as well. You know, there's actually MX1 class is probably the most stacked this field has ever been in the existence of it. You know, there's guys from first to 10th, and it's a really competitive field. And it's really... it's great to see because, you know, obviously with myself and Josh and Cody bringing some international flavour, but then obviously the hardcore Kiwi guys as well. So it's a really good field and some good battles all the way through that top 10. And MX2 has, as always, been some great racing. You know, there's young and old alike in that class right now, and it doesn't seem to make any difference in the age. And that racing obviously is always great to watch because you really never know who's gonna come out on top in that class.
Well, there's only one point in it, eh, between DK and Scott Collum, so
yeah, and that's the same all around the world, that class. So, you know, it's great to see that you know, those guys are really battling hard for that, and every position counts in that class, I tell you. And obviously the 125 class is a feeder class for New Zealand, and there's two guys, you know, two young guys who are at the front of that field, and I've been really impressed with them. Really impressed. They've really been consistent, and they've got solid foundation in their riding. So it's cool to see that feeder class, what it's doing for our sport.
I mean, there's no denying it, Ben. You are the benchmark for the up and comers. When they see you, and we know, and you did say you're a full-blown professional, which you are, but what's it going to take for some of these young guys to get to your speed? Because if they're not within, gosh, man, just a few seconds, I'd imagine, is any point pursuing, you know, an Australian or maybe an American career?
Well, that's an interesting topic at the moment, to be fair. You know, I've created something with myself and a riding coach who has coached me, Nick Irwin, to help some of these young kids and develop this. A training squad that I'm going to pick up to about 6 guys to help through this winter. And, you know, it's basically a lot of commitment in all areas of being an athlete. You know, just being having you know, God-given talent and skills to ride a motorcycle doesn't make you into a world champion or an American champion, or even Australian champion for that matter. You can only get away with riding on talent and skills for so long, and there's just so much that goes into it, and it's a complete package of commitment and desire and will and management of yourself to become one of those people. And unfortunately, we haven't seen that for a long time, and I hope to be able to help and aid in some of these guys' careers in the future to come, because I feel that it's really a shame. We have what I call God zone here in New Zealand to ride motorcycles, and we haven't seen enough of those kids take it to the next level lately. And I think the sport's in a pretty good position right now. It's not the best it's ever been. Obviously, you know, we're still in a rebuilding phase as far as you know, the financial situation goes. You know, it's you know, obviously tough in professional sport, but it's definitely on the up at the moment, and that's good to see.